What was it that got you to start going down that other road, that other path? What area, what topic?
It was the exploded planet hypothesis. Back in about 1975, I was an established dynamical astronomer. My field of expertise is celestial mechanics, which is really the study of orbits and the motions of everything in the universe.
Right.
And I was at the U.S. Naval Observatory and rose to the chief of the celestial mechanics branch. And when I heard about the work of a Canadian dynamical astronomer suggesting that he could, that some evidence showed that a planet had exploded between Mars and Jupiter to form those tens of thousands of rocks orbiting the sun we call asteroids or minor planets. And I thought, well, that's an interesting idea, but it's right in my area of expertise. I ought to be able to disprove this idea in no time at all. And so I looked into it, and much to my surprise, I was not able to disprove his evidence, but found some additional strong supporting evidence of my own, and took it to my colleagues with a kind of with surprise and excitement over finding something very interesting. It was a great shock to me to find that my colleagues were not really interested in the evidence. The reaction was almost universally, "Tom, you've got to watch this. You're going to damage your reputation."
They were more concerned about that, I guess.
About reputation and rocking the boat than about the quality of the evidence and discussing the pros and cons of the evidence.
Do you believe that the asteroid belt was indeed a planet, as so many astronomers believe? It was just a series of material and matter that just probably never came together.
That's right. Ever since the first asteroid was discovered in 1801, there have been two theories about asteroids. One was that they're small objects that in the location where a planet might have formed, but it never pulled itself together. And the other theory is that it did form into a planet and something broke it up or blew it apart subsequently, and the result is either way is the tens of thousands of large asteroids we have orbiting the sun today. And the question keeps coming back. It has surfaced half a dozen times in cycles over the last two centuries. Which of those two theories is correct? And even though the prevailing theory has tended to remain that a planet never formed, strong evidence has been brought forward by many people that it was a planet that exploded. And now, I'd say, as I showed in the book I wrote, I have one chapter that does nothing but summarize all the evidence that we know about in the solar system and show how it fits in with both ideas, and it's about a 97% to 3% ratio.
Oh my.
Supporting the exploded planet hypothesis over the idea that planet never formed.
And I bet a lot of that material that exploded then probably smashed into our planet.
Yes, those are the asteroids and meteors or shooting stars that we see all the time. It's really debris from the explosion. Every once in a while, as we've had in November's over the last few years, we have these meteor storms somewhere in the world where it literally rains meteors for a while, and that's when we encounter the debris from a comet, which are both comets and asteroids, according to the exploded planet hypothesis, are debris from the explosion.
Any idea to figure out when this might have exploded? You know, solar system is what, about 4.5 billion years old, something like that?
That's right. Well, the strongest evidence is for the most recent such explosion of any body in the solar system, and we can date that pretty accurately to 3.2 million years ago.
That's not long in space-time, Tom.
That's right. That's only about a thousandth of the age of the whole solar system. There's actually evidence, although it's not nearly so compelling, that is only the recent of a series of explosions that have occurred over the solar system's history. And if we go right back to the earliest evidence we have, there's evidence for one or possibly even two explosions of very large planets right near the beginning of the solar system.
So you think there were more planets in the system that blew up millions of years ago? Gosh, I'm going to have to ask you about some of Zechariah Sitchin's thoughts then, because we're trying to figure out where some of these extra planets might have come from or gone. But you think there were at least then maybe two planetary objects that blew up in this solar system?
Altogether, if we count all the evidence, strong and weak, there is evidence that the solar system started out with 12 planets, and of those original 12, only six remain today. And that three of our of the objects we now call planets are actually escaped moons from other planets. So Mercury is analogous to Mercury is to Venus as our moon is to Earth. Mercury started life as a moon of Venus and then escaped. Mars is apparently an escape moon of one of the of that planet that exploded between Mars and Jupiter. And Pluto is apparently an escape moon of Neptune.
So you don't agree with the old Velikovsky theory that Venus was a captured comet?
The literal Velikovsky scenario that Venus came from Jupiter has been, to my satisfaction, mathematically disproved in that we have now shown that by computer integration of the motion of Venus and all possible orbits for it in the neighborhood of its present orbit, that it is impossible that on the Velikovskian timescale that Venus could have come from Jupiter, assuming that we know about all the important masses and forces in the solar system. However, that doesn't mean that I throw out the Velikovskian legend. After all, he wasn't a celestial mechanics person. He had no training in that area at all. He was a translator of ancient texts. And one of the, I was at a conference of my colleagues, planetary astronomers and dynamical astronomers one day when the well-known JPL astronomer Don Yeomans presented a paper. And he had taken the most famous comet, Comet Halley, which comes around every 75 years and was last around in 1985.
Yeah.
And integrated it backwards in time all the way back as far as he could go and checking against records to see when it was seen all through history. And he could trace it back well into the BC era and match it up with ancient Chinese records that showed sightings of it. But he got stopped in the process at around 1450 BC because the comet made such a close approach to Earth at that time that you couldn't accurately tell which side of the Earth it had passed on, and therefore you couldn't trace it back any further because you didn't know whether the Earth perturbations were going to twist the orbit one way or the other.
Well, what caused these planets, Tom, to blow up?
The mechanism for explosion of planets is something that hadn't been studied very much at all until very recently. And now we have three theories about mechanisms that could produce planet explosions. I could mention them briefly.
Yes, go ahead, before the break, sure.
Okay. One of them is a very simple idea that as planets either heat up or cool off during their formation process, the pressures and temperatures in their cores are going to evolve. And sooner or later, when you have complex chemical elements going through a range of pressure or temperature, they'll hit a critical point where they change phase, like water to ice or to steam. All elements can change phase at critical points. And when you hit one of those in the core of a planet, that can suddenly change the volume of a planet, which could cause it to implode or explode. That's a very simple, basic idea in physics.
Can this happen to the planet Earth?
Well, it could in principle, and it seems to be a way of things in the universe to explode. We certainly see stars explode all the time. They're called novas and supernovas. But the important thing to comfort us is to realize that we're talking about timescales of billions of years, not something that can happen during our human life.
It's not like it's going to happen in 6 years.
That's right. Yeah. So we're not in any danger